Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, seriously. I've done a lot of big interviews in my short time here on Earth and my short time here in the media. That's definitely one of the most powerful interviews I've done. Definitely probably top five. And so, please, we're going to put a story up at Infowars.com, and we're going to put the videos at band.video, and it's going to have the headline, Full Interview, Doctor Warns the World of COVID Vaccines. And I want that in a story on the front page of Infowars.com, and that needs to make sure that we have that on the front page of band.video, too, because, again, like, we know all this is going on. I get it. InfoWars, if you've been watching, we've been reporting on this for a year and a half. Yes, even that the deadly vaccines were coming. And so when you start seeing the awakening happening in real time with doctors like this, you want them to learn all this for themselves. They're smart people. They're witnessing all of this now. They're going to land on the conclusions eventually. But you see, I lived through this as well, where I would be in denial of all of this, and when somebody would try to warn me, I'd just stubbornly turn my head. But when you experience it yourself, the walls break down intellectually in your own head. So, but let me do this as a juxtaposition as we pivot back to what's happening at the border, because it's like, I mean, first hour, they're trafficking children at the border, and then second hour, they're killing us with the vaccines, and it's all real. And no one else will tell you what's going on. For whatever reason, you can make your judgments about why everyone else in the media is a coward or a sellout, whatever. Here is a video from a gas station in Utah where a woman gets kidnapped in broad daylight and is screaming for help, and no one comes to rescue her. Now, I'm going to play this report, and I'm going to explain this phenomenon and how it ties into what's going at the southern border. So here's the news report. Woman kidnapped in broad daylight. Nobody helps her.
And if you see that, what would you think?
Last night, police got a call. A woman, possibly a teenager, was kidnapped.
A couple witnesses reported hearing her yell, "Help, please help me."
That's when this man enters the picture, chasing after her. As she crawls under a bystander's truck, he drags her out.
Was taken from underneath the vehicle. She was hoisted up over onto a shoulder. She was kicking, crying for help, asking for help, and she was pushed back into a vehicle.
Yet police suspect the bystander did nothing to help.
We were really had a hard time trying to locate the people that were there.
As police work to locate that key witness, drivers like Charles Albert, who got the Amber Alert, are still concerned.
To be that involved where he rips her out from underneath the vehicle and he doesn't help her at all? Like, that's not cool.
Police support bystanders stepping in to help, but say it's a personal choice.
You have to go with what you feel comfortable doing.
But if you see something, say something.
Please help us get a license plate number. Please help us get a good description of the suspect or the victim.
Yet police say they had a lot of community support.
We even had family members calling in to identify who the perpetrator was in that video.
Including the detectives who ID'd 22-year-old Carl Gravett as a suspect, police say finding the 35-year-old victim alive was a community effort.
We have somebody in custody.
So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching this, you see it's a crowded gas station. There's at least half a dozen cars. There are people there. She's screaming. It's all on tape. I mean, individuals. And they do nothing. They do nothing. Now, again, people see that and they're like, this is incredible. How could you not do anything? And so here's the juxtaposition. It's just like the Britney Spears thing. Like, oh, Britney Spears has medical tyranny. Britney Spears is dealing with medical tyranny. This is wrong. You can't have that. We're all dealing with medical tyranny right now. But see, so, oh, everybody sees. Why wouldn't you help this girl? She's obviously being kidnapped. She's screaming, ask for help. Nobody helps her. What? You say, that's messed up. But that's what's going on at the southern border. So you see, it's this weird thing where we can't make these connections and we have these like walls of what we'll put up with and what we won't, what we'll admit is bad and what we won't. They're kidnapping kids and trafficking them across the southern border. And it's like Alex Jones InfoWars has the instinct to step in and do something. Unlike all the people at that gas station that sat by and watched a woman get kidnapped, we're not going to watch children get trafficked across our border, damn it.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm just overwhelmed here. And I've been on air for 2 hours, and I've got stacks of news on my desk that I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to them. And they're all huge. But we've got the footage now, the raw footage of Alex Jones and crew arriving at the scene this morning in McAllen, Texas. And again, because, you know, they always like to make the arguments, oh, InfoWars edits and cuts and cherry picks all this stuff. No, we don't. No, we don't. And when we used to be able to go live on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, we'd be able to prove that in real time, but they've blocked us from having that access. They couldn't have us on air when they were trying to kill us all. So they went ahead and banned us. But that's what we're in right now. But so this is the raw footage, and I'm just going to do commentary over this B-roll and try my best here for radio audience and the TV audience. Thank God I have a background in play-by-play, I suppose, and color commentary to do this. But we're just going to roll this, and I'm going to do my best play-by-play color commentary as we see the crew pulling up on the scene in McAllen, Texas, where the Joe Biden child sex trafficking operation is underway. And so here we go, guys. Let's start with the footage right now.
We're here in McAllen, Texas, and the so-called Catholic Charities run by the Democratic Party and George Soros funding, literally by a UN NGO, the same NGO that ran the operations opening up the borders of Europe to the Islamic invasion, first only had this building right here where we famously confronted the gentleman illegally putting three children in the trunk of a car. Now they have rented this facility, that used to be called Hollywood Fashion, a clothing store. And as you can see right here, there are more folks in the assembly line right here. See those packets that's loaded on an airplane or a private charter, and then they're put on these buses. And this just continues around the clock, totally illegal. The border absolutely, completely open.
And so, again, this is a new expansion of the already one city block full wide facility that they had last time we were in McAllen. Now they have another facility right across the street. We told you, we got the information that, yes, they had bought that facility and were planning on expanding their human smuggling operation into that facility. And then when we brought that up to the people in the building, they said, no, that's not happening. No. Well, we go back down there a couple months later, and there it is indeed happening right before our very eyes. So, again, you don't even have to stage this. You don't have to plan anything. You go in, you just park your car, and right out of the gates, human smuggling is going on. I mean, it's like, if I've got tickets to a ball game and I go sit down to the basketball game and guys are shooting basketballs, like, yeah, that's what you expect. That's basically what this is. Hey, I'm going to watch the human smuggling. Let's go back to Alex Jones.
Even ready, and boom, this facility, which just a month ago they leased, is now full of people. When the doors swung open and these people were filed out, I saw more than 50 people men, women, and children inside right now. And now they've rented buildings up and down the street on both sides of the street. So, again, a lot of people, when I stopped that car because they were illegally putting three children in the trunk, they said, oh, it must be fake because it says Hollywood on this old building that I guess decades ago had some type of clothing store. Oh, this is a real place, McAllen, Texas. This is real. What's going on right here, okay? And it's all illegal, but Biden is not enforcing federal law. And these counties are even bucking the state governor, Abbott, who's declared an emergency here and called in state police from around the country to try to arrest people when they do violate the law, like trespassing on people's property or any type of theft. So here you go. This is an emergency response team, state-assisted EMS support vehicle, state placard ID. What does this even mean? Again, who are these organizations? We need to find out about all of this. We need to investigate. Here's another one. Pulling up to get more people. Now, why is this important? Well, for hundreds of reasons. When you allow this type of illegal activity to go on at an industrial scale, it allows criminals to bring in drugs, kidnap children, you name it. We have video at the airports of the same woman day after day delivering children saying, this is my child, babies. They're allowed to fly, just handing them off to people, handing them off to NGOs, and then these children just disappear. My sister's adopted. It took us 2 years to adopt her from South Korea. They had to go through all the background checks. They had to check us out, and we had to pay a lot of money, and they had to make sure that they weren't taking a child from a woman that wasn't trying to give the child up. And there should be a lot of strictures and rules and laws involved in adoption. This is, again, industrial scale taking place. And, again, they're obviously about to load this back up and then leave as well. Again, you've got these people and their supposed security guard outfits. This is all just outfits. It's just dressing it up with the appearance of legality. So they've got little armed guards out here conducting this human trafficking at an industrial scale. That's why Kamala Harris, for the first 5 months that she was the border czar, wouldn't come down here. She didn't come to McAllen. She didn't come to any of the real border checkpoints. She went to El Paso. She went to El Paso. She spent 3 hours there, and then she left. It was Biden that said, if I get elected, immediately surge the border. Now over 500,000 people been apprehended coming through and let go under Biden. They estimate as much as 3 times more, or 1.5 million more, in just the last 5-6 months have come through as well. So again, ladies and gentlemen, what you have is industrial scale activity now, where they bring them in across the border. Who they are is not checked. They are brought here by the Border Patrol after they're smuggled across. The Border Patrol's own union says, we now complete the smuggling process into the U.S. They then hand off to the so-called Catholic charity. This is just one building of many. To then load up these vans, and the people then disappear into the interior of the country where they're given new identities, where they're then signed up by Democrat Party sponsor families who farm them. So just like Democrats farm homeless and say, come to our city, and then they live in 10 cities, but Democrat social workers, private and governmental, sign them up for a bunch of welfare and then milk that off the top. So you've heard of farmers that farm corn or soybeans or wheat or vegetables like green beans. These people farm humans. And so they bring in these exploitable third world populations. Now, another big reason we're here today is President Trump is coming to the border facilities here in South Texas today. He's going to tour several of them. And we're just here documenting that while he's busy checking those out, the real serious issues are going on right under his nose. And that the Border Patrol, again, is on record saying they are there to complete the smuggling process. And so that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. All of it blacked out so that you don't know what's going on with the women and the children predominantly. And as you can see right over here, this is a whole another building, and it just goes on and on and on.
So
he's crossing the street to the other facility right now. And again, this is the one that we've already covered. That's huge, an entire city block.
Sounds like it's a party going on in there. Just a huge facility. Goes on for about 80 yards. Just completely jam-packed and filled with human trafficked souls. This is the modern slavery being signed up for the Democratic Party, UN Global Plantation. And they use our laws against no trespassing and our privacy laws and tell us to stay off their supposed property. And they also use the mask that everyone's still wearing down here to even cover up the identities of who these people are. So the magnitude of this is incredible. So they trespass on our country. They're organized by the UN. Trump in 2017 pulled us out of the UN treaty that we never actually signed on to, but we were under, we were following, where the UN decides who can come in. Well, the UN just blank check says all these people are refugees fleeing poverty so they can come to the United States.
All right, yeah, fleeing communism, fleeing socialism, fleeing leftism. All right, when we come back, more from Alex Jones at the U.S. government trafficking.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in studio here for Alex. He's down in McAllen. We're going to go back to his video, but folks, let me just tell you. We broke the bank for this coverage at the southern border. We are pretty much on the razor's edge right now financially to keep this thing afloat. And we don't say that, you know, with our hat out, panhandling here. That's just the truth. And that's kind of been Alex's attitude for this is shoot the moon, whatever fuel we have, that's how far we're going. And then just hope that the audience keeps filling our tank every day, basically. So folks, go to Infowarsstore.com and get this brand new t-shirt. I absolutely love it. The Free American camo version. And you'll notice, And I asked the guys to fix this. I don't know if they're going to do it. But the image that we have on InfoWarsStore.com of this Free American camo t-shirt is not the actual image. The real image is the shirt that I'm wearing right now that you can see. This is the actual color of the camouflage. This is the actual design of the camouflage that you see that I'm wearing right now. Not the one on the website. This is a much better design than what we have on the website. So I don't know why we still have that one up, but this is the actual Free American camo design t-shirt that I'm wearing. This is one of the only things that we can consistently keep in stock right now is t-shirts. And people are really liking the Save the Frogs t-shirt. I think you're really going to love the Free American t-shirt, whether it's the black, whether it's the navy, or whether it's my personal favorite camouflage that I have on today. I'm a huge fan. I love, it's very soft. I love the fit. And of course, the design is great too. So this is one of the ways that you can support us financially right now is getting t-shirts. Supplements sell out and come and go, and we do what we can to keep them stocked, but it's a lot easier to keep the t-shirts in stock and sell those. And so please support us by getting the t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to love the Free American camo t-shirt that I'm wearing here today. Let's go back to Alex Jones at the Biden U.S. government human smuggling trafficking operation in McAllen, Texas.
We never actually signed on to it, but we were following, where the UN decides who can come in. Well, the UN just blank check says all these people are refugees fleeing poverty so they can come to the United States and then demand all the free welfare and again be clients of the system. So this is the breaking of the United States and bringing in the permanent underclass. Let's bring Tim Enloe over here. Tim, why don't you explain to the viewers and listeners just some of the background and some of the other key points so that they understand the magnitude of the illegality of this.
Right. So just as an example, when Border Patrol Del Rio sector about 3 weeks ago released their numbers for May, in the Del Rio sector alone, Border Patrol had stopped 174,000 illegal aliens. Okay, that's in 1 month. In one sector on the U.S. border. Now we know.
Jim, lead us over here. It's happening again right now.
Well, right. So this is. These are some of the people that they're bringing out of this new facility that they just leased. Again, these folks are going to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all children.
National Airport.
It's all children.
They're going to be taken to a destination city of their choice.
Not even an adult with them. Just all children.
Since we started rolling 9 minutes ago, this is the third load being loaded up.
Now,
these children are not in car seats, you notice.
Now, the interesting thing is, this is supposedly a Catholic charity. Now, let's count the security personnel that they're bringing out to put this family into the van. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 security personnel.
Because this is an important cargo for Democrats to farm and milk the welfare they're going to sign this human chattel up for. This is slavery.
And imagine the costs involved, right? Imagine 7 security personnel that got to be paid, okay, on an hourly basis to sit there and transport these people and make sure they're protected. So they're literally protecting illegal aliens as they're taking them to the airport.
And let me just pause this real quick to explain something here, folks. Okay. Why? I mean, the movies depict this, but this is the reality. Why do you see, oh, it's a major drug deal, oh, it's a major arms deal, oh, it's a major this, it's a major that, major criminal activity, and what is always the common thread? Armed security, armed guards, protecting the criminals, protecting the criminal activity, protecting the criminal loot. So that's what you're seeing right here in McAllen, Texas, protecting the loot, protecting the commodity, protecting the smuggled children. And they do it all with this masquerade of, oh, we're helping refugees and everything. I'm just stunned. Let's go back to the video.
Their choice with no documentation other than whatever they told Border Patrol their name is, right? That is literally what's going on right now. You can see it's happening by the van load. 5 minutes ago, one van pulled off. Now the next van's being loaded up, and then pretty soon there'll be another one. Now, the interesting thing is, when we drove in, we noticed that the COVID testing site had been removed, okay? So before, Border Patrol was dropping them at the COVID testing site, then the Catholic charity here would walk up there, march them down the street, march them into their facility, get them plane tickets, and put them on planes to the interior of the United States. That COVID testing site is now removed, which tells us now they're not even testing for COVID anymore. So hundreds of thousands of illegals coming across the border, not being tested, no background check being done.
And here's another key point to add. A few months ago, we're out here, and we see the man putting the 3 children in the trunk, which is illegal, so we stopped him. Now, they're loading these children in again without child seats again. And we saw it happening with the other vehicle as well. So again, this is a total waiving of the law at every level. And notice they're now calling themselves in the buildings disaster relief vehicles. So you know the Texas governor's declared an emergency down here. What do you bet that they're getting some of the Texas emergency money to stop the imploded border that Biden created, and that they're actually using disaster money for the smuggling?
And by the way, guys, pause again. This is well known that the UN does this. They've been caught. The UN will go into an area, declare it a disaster zone, and then run child sex trafficking out of that declared disaster zone. They've been caught. We've had raids where agents that are special forces to go stop children from being sex trafficked, and they go raid UN facilities. They've released the body footage, and the UN people scatter like rats, and then all these little kids are around. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is going on. Let's go back.
But again, the globalists, the UN, create an emergency. They create an emergency, and then they get all our tax money to create an even bigger emergency, just like with the homeless. That's the plan. Tim, tell them the rest of the stories. Explain and brief folks on the disaster down here and how these counties have been opting out and why these folks are wearing, quote, disaster zone. And then it says disaster zone on the back of the vehicle. In fact, look right here before they pull out. See right here? Emergency response team. Jim, come over here and talk to us on camera. What do you think this means? Because they're all wearing an emergency response team, acting like they're official. They've got guns, the rest of it. Now, I guess, to protect the human smuggling operation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so what they're doing is they're tapping in to federal funds to sit there and justify the cost of importing these illegal aliens and sending them to the interior of the United States. Now, the interesting part is we all know that Governor Abbott issued a declaration, emergency declaration, for a lot of the counties down here. But
all right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll stop it right here. We're about to go to a break. We'll pick it right back where we left off. But I mean, let's not mince words. InfoWars is covering a human smuggling, child smuggling operation in McAllen, Texas. I mean, that's what this is.
4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com. July 4th, 2021 is now upon us. That means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Here on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer sitting in. Alex is in McAllen. Donald Trump has landed in McAllen. And, you know, Abbott and Trump are all smiles and everything. As the Biden human smuggling U.S. government human trafficking facilities are being exposed by InfoWars in downtown McAllen, we go back now to the HD footage from Alex Jones breaking it all down.
For a lot of the counties down here, but four counties in the Rio Grande Valley, including Hidalgo, Cameron, Willacy, and Starr counties, have all opted out of Abbott's emergency declaration. Why? Because they do not want to cooperate.
Let me stop you so much. It's happening. The rest of your security team. Dustin, come tell folks real quick what you just saw. They just smuggled a bunch of people right out of that door while we were talking, and just when they loaded them right down there, Dustin, tell us what you saw.
About ten families just went over to the bus.
Ten families. Let's go over there.
So again, this is just the hot corner there in McAllen, where they now have two human trafficking facilities that are two city blocks wide, and then they have the bus station catty corner to them, so they can easily get them in and out on the bus, quickly loaded up without much interference. They used to have the COVID testing processing facility there too, but they shut that down. So here's Alex now going to the bus facility, which is just right across the street. And this is where a lot of the illegal immigrants traveled and trafficked across the nation.
This is unedited, one take. I will be playing it live on air later today. We're just taping it. We just got here 15 minutes ago. You're watching a continual thing happen. They just saw 10 families right behind our backs slip out and go on a bus that drove off. And there's just buildings all over doing this, all over. We're told they've rented more than 15 buildings down here. Jim, come back and finish your point.
Right.
So as I was saying, Hidalgo, Starr, Willacy, and Cameron counties all opted out of the governor's emergency declaration down here, primarily because they do not want to be cooperating with law enforcement and making their jails available. See, Governor Abbott now wants DPS to have the power to arrest these illegal aliens for trespassing, especially when they damage property on the various ranches that they cross down here. That's been a huge problem for the ranchers down here. But as we know, these counties in the Rio Grande Valley, Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willacy, those are heavily Democrat-controlled counties. And that is why they have opted out and are refusing to cooperate with Governor Abbott's emergency declaration order.
Look right there. Look at this. They're coming in as fast as you can do.
Another busload of about two dozen illegal immigrants moving into the human smuggling facility.
Those are all volunteers packing in to help process everything. You see that? This is an army operation, ladies and gentlemen. So there are buses and vans just going out all the time, constantly. And then we just saw about 15, 16 volunteers going in to help organize this invasion. This is incredible. Let's continue.
So again, since we've last been down there, they've shut down the COVID testing processing facility. The Rio Grande Valley Catholic Charities has expanded their facility to another building that is just another city block wide building, just huge.
From start to finish, with Owen Schroeder's commentary when we're not talking, Owen, because I want to get this out to everybody. Tim, finish up the recap. I mean, Trump needs to be here. Explain where Trump's going to be today. And the fact that we're right here in the center of this, and they set these up all across the Texas border.
Right. And unfortunately, we see this with all the Republicans that have come down here. It's more about the photo op than actually getting to the truth, right? So we know Trump is here and Abbott is here today. Unfortunately, where are they going? They're going to the DPS station out in Weslaco. Then they're going to a town hall meeting at an airport hangar. Okay? That's not going to solve the problem. That's not going to expose the people the problem, which is happening right down here, downtown McAllen, at this Catholic charity, which this charity alone is responsible in the last 6 months of facilitating the transport of thousands upon thousands of illegal aliens into the interior of the United States. And nobody's doing anything about it.
And explain it. One sector, how many people they apprehended?
Right. In the Del Rio sector, as we said earlier, 174,000 illegals stopped in 1 month. Now, we all know that for every illegal that stopped, 3, 4, 5 successfully make it into the United States. That means likely in that one sector alone, we're looking at close to 500,000 illegals in 1 month that have sat there across the border and made it into the United States. This has to stop. People need to speak up. We got to put pressure on our government to put an end to this.
Here's another example of what we're breaking down, what we're talking about. We were just here a few months ago. When was that, Tim, that we stopped the car with them loading the kids in?
Around April.
So what, 4 months ago now?
Yeah.
We're here 4 months ago and catch that on tape, and people couldn't even believe it. We just saw more kids getting loaded in without child safety seats as well. But the point is, people are in denial about this. This is all real. You can come here in McAllen. Tell people the corner.
Look at this.
We're on 15th Street and Austin, okay? This is real.
Let's go to the other side. And
this is not there.
Another massive busload, prison busload, with the bars on the windows, pulls up to the facility. So again, this is another busload and van load actually showing up right here, right now. There are the Border Patrol agents on the bus. So these guys came from a Border Patrol facility. These illegal immigrants, these victims of human trafficking and smuggling, now arriving at the Catholic Charities facility from the Border Patrol facility, being unloaded on this bus, a bus load of illegal immigrants being smuggled into this country, and Biden is making Border Patrol complete the process.
So if you look, okay. It's interesting, this gentleman's...
Let me just say this, too, and guys, just keep the B-roll going. You know, I was kind of emotional yesterday on air. I've gotten emotional a couple times in the last week on air just dealing with this stuff. And so I really, really prayed last night on this issue and got on my knees. And, you know, I always like to start and finish with my favorite prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And this is one of these, instances here. And so here's the problem, folks. This is the problem. This is never going to stop until people go to jail. And so it's like what Alex said earlier. And you guys just pause that. We'll pick it back up. And it's the same thing whether it's Donald Trump or Abbott or Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer or any individual. If you actually did what needed to be done to stop this from happening, you would get arrested. And so that was really when the fog lifted when I was praying last night. Not that God is saying, hey, go out there and get arrested. He's just saying, no, you realize that the cost of stopping this is going to be everything. It's going to be your life. And so it brings you back to the V for Vendetta paradigm where he has the girl with the dead. She's like, oh, you're going to die. I'm going to kill you. She lives through it. And now you're free. But it's like, that's the cost. I mean, if we actually wanted to stop this, Alex Jones would have to get arrested. The crew would have to get arrested. Donald Trump would have to get arrested. I mean, for all the issues. This is just one little issue of all the issues. So that's what it comes down to. And nobody wants to get tortured in a jail cell. Nobody wants to get arrested. I don't blame you. I'm just saying, that's where this is at, folks. This is criminal activity being accepted by humanity because nobody's willing to step up and pay the ultimate price. Again, not blaming it. I'm one of them, too. I don't want to go down there and stop this human trafficking operation from going on, doing whatever it takes, because I'm going to end up in jail, just like anybody would. But see, that's the problem, is we just accept it. We just accept the criminal government. We just accept the metastasizing crimes being committed on every level. And so now it's so bad that they can run human smuggling and child smuggling operations in broad daylight with taxpayer dollars.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back.
Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There is a lot developing right now, ladies and gentlemen, but we go back to McAllen, Texas, with some of the most shocking footage. It's all going to be a Band.Not video, but some of the most shocking footage and revelations from just the hour that Alex Jones showed up and was there reporting this morning. So we jump forward now to some of the more revealing, shocking stuff that they caught this morning.
We've been in here 30 minutes. We're going to upload these in chunks raw to Band.Not video. And many of these people have disappeared out of their countries. Many of these people are alone, like this little boy right here.
Barefoot.
And they're just disappearing. Who's this little kid? That's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed little boy with a Hispanic lady and a baby. Right there. 100% not his mother. Did you just see that right there?
I got it. I got it on video.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you just see what I just saw right there? We need to call the police. Kim, get over here. We got to call the police. I don't care what they say. I'm filing a police report. Kim. We got to call 911. No. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid with two Hispanic women, 100%. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid. We got to call the police. 100% smuggling.
By the way, I've seen about four blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids in this short footage right here. We never saw that before when we've been down there.
With a woman that's through the door? Yeah, I'm standing there.
So now imagine, the police are just being told to stand down.
Police. You caught that on tape, didn't you?
Yeah, I got it on the wide angle.
The Senate report found that thousands of these children are not with their parents. And unaccompanied children are then picked up and tacked on.
So again, the police can't even stop this lawlessness in McAllen, Texas.
Orchestrated invasion of the United States of America.
We saw children that clearly weren't with their parents. You're going to go to hell for this. Look, they make them wear the mask to cover up their identity. I said they make these children wear masks so we don't know and no one will ever know who they were.
And again, it's ironic that they've taken down the COVID testing center, but now they're sitting there still forcing them to wear masks.
Long hair passing ratio. It's on tape, though. It's good. We got it all.
So again, the police will be called on you if you're out there reporting or filming what's going on with this illegal immigration pipeline. But then they're told to stand down when you can clearly point out that this is an illegal immigrant pipeline, a human smuggling pipeline. The police can't do anything about it.
He showed a child unaccompanied and was by himself. And I noticed, that child's by himself. He's doing like this. No woman's with him. And he walked over to the guard and said, "What do I do?" Oh, and he had blonde hair and blue eyes.
Church or what?
Not a church. It's a George Soros UN Smuggling Center. Absolutely. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. So you just saw that bus disgorge. But they're still staying on this one. Maybe they got more unaccompanied children. Because I saw this little boy going like this without women. And I went, wait a minute. That little kid's got blonde hair and blue eyes. And I know that... you know, Spanish background, all that stuff. Some people have those colorations. It's very rare. I already saw a little boy, and I went, something's weird. He's by himself. There's no women with him. He's going like this, not knowing where he is.
One of those kids was barefoot, too.
Yeah, barefoot, you name it. I mean, the Senate admits a lot of these are smuggled, kidnapped kids. The cartel uses them over and over again to get across the border. God, this is so freaking evil, man. Again, folks... they've decided not to disgorge people into the back here. Oh, that's funny. Hey, Tim. This is a key point. They weren't scared to let us see those, which was bad enough. Barefoot kids, children unaccompanied, look like a five-year-old. What do you think's on this bus that they want? That they were going to already go to the back, to the alley, and they've been sitting there for 20 minutes now?
I think they're definitely coming from two different locations. When we look inside this bus, there's cages. The people are being locked behind cages, whereas that bus was a civilian-type bus and just had a civilian driver. This bus here has two armed guards on it. So my best guess is that this is coming from a secure Border Patrol facility, and we're not quite sure yet where that one. That one may be coming from one of the hotels where the COVID positives are being put for a week before they can rejoin the pipeline.
I heard a record skip there. That's right. There's cages with armed men that say private security with a bus. The definition of human smuggling, and they're scared and won't come off.
That's exactly right.
But the others are getting off with barefoot, unaccompanied children. That's no big deal. They're not scared to hide that. Whatever it is, they're hiding is on that bus.
Right. So what we know is, from the last time we were here...
Yeah, run around in the background.
Yeah. Right. So we know from the last time we were here that... when they were testing people for COVID, they were putting them up in hotels, and the Catholic charity here would give them a phone number and say, if you don't have any symptoms within 7 days, call us, we'll pick you up, and we'll put you back in the pipeline to help you get where you want to go in the United States. All illegally, of course. But the people that are coming directly from the Border Patrol station, here comes a Border Patrol vehicle now. My guess is this is the backup that was called from the people inside that bus. So now the Border Patrol is arriving.
Because they don't have real authority to be transporting people in cages.
That's exactly right.
Again, another federal crime in my... Maybe. If you got private security transporting prisoners...
it'll be quieter.
That is so damn illegal.
Now, folks, again, here's the problem. Because you could ask, I mean, is it our duty to stop this? No, it's not. It's really not. mean, you could make the moral argument that it's your duty to stop this, but again, it's like, where is law enforcement? Where is local police? Where is the FBI? Why is Border Patrol completing this process? So, I mean, it's not our duty to stop this. We just figure, hey, if we expose it and show all the crime happening, that the people whose duty it is to stop this will stop this. No, they're in on it. I'm not even saying the Border Patrol people are bad people. They're great people. They're some of our biggest sources of information for this, but I'll stop right there. This is all above board. This is all above the law. This is all a giant criminal human smuggling operation. And again, it's like, you see nobody stopping a girl from being kidnapped at a gas station. You see nobody stopping these children from being smuggled into this country. It's like, at what point do you say it's my duty to do this? Or do you just say, hey, look, I pray to God that the right thing is done here. I'm going to keep exposing it, but it's not my duty. Let's go back.
This is the second bus in the last 15 minutes.
So they're finally unloading this bus now that they have backup there. And so that's what it is. So they knew what they were doing here was illegal, and they didn't have any law enforcement. So they called Border Patrol to stand there like, oh, this is all legal. This is all good. Oh, yeah, it's all optics.
Adults will be allowed to fly to the interior of the United States without the government knowing where they are going or how to find them. They do not have to apply for access.
And so here's how you can tell the difference between people that have been detained and people who haven't, for whatever reason, is the shoelaces. When you go into detention, they take your shoelaces. And so that's why you see a lot of people with shoes on without shoelaces, because they take your shoelaces when you get detained. And so when you see people without shoelaces, it makes you wonder why they either weren't detained or why they didn't have to take their shoelaces off. You know, it's considered a weapon or it could be used for self-harm. I mean, I don't think any of these people are going to be strangling themselves or others, but they still make them take the shoelaces off.
Well, if I'm worried about one thing, it's that you would support this invasion of the United States.
Yeah, this is insane.
The Great Reset imploded the third world and wouldn't let them operate, so that people say they're starving in their own country. The UN organizes them with the refugee program. They
I mean, folks, this is just from an hour of our crew sitting there. And we just on film already have hundreds of illegal immigrants, most of them children. So, I mean, extrapolate that out. You're having thousands come in at this facility just every day. So you'll have more than a quarter million. You'll have more than a quarter million illegal immigrants and children smuggled through that facility in McAllen, Texas this year. More than a quarter million at one facility alone. And that's the official policy. Alex tries to talk to Border Patrol. They say we're not allowed to talk to you. Not allowed to talk to media. Oh, there goes another loadout. By the way, they have fake cab services. I'm not saying that one's fake, but we caught them with fake cab services last time, too. How sketchy is that? It's like, if I show up to the scene with a vehicle that says, you know, Schroyer's Plumbers or InfoWars Plumbers, and we don't do plumbing, we don't have any plumbing equipment, we got all this other spy equipment in there or something, you say, oh, that's not a plumber's truck. Boy, that's suspicious. That's what they did with the cabs at this facility. Oh, no investigation, you know. So is this another fake cab that they're loading these smuggled individuals into? This is unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. The force of